Reading sex. The stories here are all aged horny, and some also corny, but most definitely, all of the stories are downright sexy with adult themes, sexually explicit content and strong language. I have not written these characters and stories. I just love reading them. Stay in the mood. Although, reading sex doesn't not mean you let yourself be taken advantage of. Your body is yours and you decide what you want, how you want, when you want. The need to please does not mean you let yourself be harmed. Please, please stay safe. Reading. Sex. The Petals. Written by Carnation Writing. Two vines wrapped around her knees and pulled them up and away from each other, opening her up to its manipulations. She purred softly as she felt a larger vine teasing her hole, rubbing up and down in short little sparks that had every nerve down there tingling with anticipation. Jesse could already tell, it was much bigger than her ex, she moaned through gritted teeth as it pushed gently into her. Well, if I'm such a bad boyfriend, why don't you fucking leave? Maybe I will. Maybe then I won't have to deal with such an asshole. So you admit it? You admit you're a fucking cheater. Matt planted himself on the edge of his bed and crossed his arms, his face twisted in anger. Jessie rolled her eyes. How many times do I have to say it? Keep saying it, I'm not gonna believe you. You don't have to, but I'm telling you the truth. That guy came on to me, not the other way around. He bought me a drink that I didn't want, and, you know, you females think you're so good at lying, but I can see right fucking through you. I don't even know him. Jessie threw her arms up in frustration. I really don't. If you would just fucking listen to me, we could talk about this shit. We could talk about how you missed another goddamn therapy appointment today. I didn't. You clearly did. Well, maybe I wouldn't even need the therapy if I wasn't dating a lying, cheating whore. He slammed his fist into the wall, the drywall cracking apart easily. Jessie flinched, but Matt took no notice, stomping up to shove his nose right up in her face. His face was red with anger. You can take your shit and get the fuck out of my house, he hollered. Tears were streaming down Jessie's flushed face, but he didn't seem to care. In fact, part of him seemed to revel in it. His voice dropped to a low growl. You better be gone by the time I get back, or I'll make sure your little bar boyfriend never sees you again, you piece of shit little slut. Here's to a whole 6 months with the love of my life, the caption read, and hopefully many more. I love you so much, Matthew. Bullshit, Jessie said out loud, scowling at the Hearts and Smiles picture of her ex with one of the girls they'd gone to school with. The screen was bright, and cast a colorful glow on her face in the setting sunlight of her bedroom. It hadn't taken him very long to move on, she could tell. 3 years of her life spent putting up with him in the name of some sick sort of love, all down the drain. And this new bitch had no idea what she was in store for her. 6 months. That was roughly how long it had taken for him to start showing his true colors. Jessie knew how it would go. It would start with him getting annoyed over little things that didn't even matter in the grand scheme of the relationship. Then he'd ask the poor girl to delete that one guy who'd been following her Instagram for maybe a month. Then a few more guys, then her brother and her dad, if she had either. Then suddenly he'd be monitoring all her social media use. Then he'd scream at her for things out of her control, like men glancing at her while they were out. She sighed, sitting up in bed and gazing at herself in the mirror hung up on her closet door. What did she have, physically, that he didn't want? She had tits that were big enough to strain against the thin straps of her white tank top, the fabric of which did nothing to hide the shadow of her perky pink nipples. She had a lovely toned body, thick in all the right places. And even sitting down, she could see a curve in her hips that suggested a well-endowed ass. Her soft pajama shorts were tiny, and a camel toe had formed thanks to her pussy lips being freshly shaven. Her hair was long and dark brown, and her eyes sparkled bright green. What did the new girl have that she didn't? She laid back down, resting on her side. Her gaze fell on the beautifully potted flower that he had once given her, with its purple petals that faded to white at the tips. And the weird little yellow globules sticking out of the center of it. She had learned what they were called the day he gave it to her, pistils. He had never told her where he got it from. She had questioned him multiple times, and every time, he had deflected the question, saying he didn't remember, or he couldn't pronounce the name, or it was some random shop in the city. Bullshit. It was all bullshit. He was bullshit. His gifts were bullshit, his new girlfriend was bullshit, his love was bullshit. All of it. Infuriated and irrational, she huffed and chucked her phone at the plant, shattering the little clay pot. Soil spilled over her desk and the flower wilted slightly, and she suddenly felt bad for it. The poor thing didn't deserve that. She stood up, scooping the flower up gently with a handful of soil to protect its roots, and immediately dropped it, her heart pounding. Was it just her imagination, tricking her into thinking the roots had reached down through the soil to wrap gently around her fingers? It must be. She was just upset, and she wasn't thinking clearly. Taking a deep breath, she leaned forward and stroked one of the petals. It was soft, like silk. "You're just a reminder of him, you know," she said out loud. "You didn't ask to be, but you are." As pretty as it was, she wanted to get rid of it. She was done thinking about stupid, controlling, abusive Matt. Done. She picked up the flower with a handful of soil again, carried it to the kitchen and placed it in a small vase, then headed out the front door. Living in such a small apartment, she had no garden to plant the flower, and wasn't even sure she wanted to keep it so close to home. But maybe the lake that was only 45 minutes away would welcome the little plant. The drive was quiet, with only the radio and Jesse's soft humming along to break the monotonous buzzing silence of the road. Finally, she pulled up to the dusty lookout where cars could park. The sun had gone down completely and the moon had risen, meaning that hardly anyone was here. A young couple were standing by their car, packing away their deflated pool floats and sunscreen bottles. Otherwise, the lake was empty. Jesse held the purple flower gently as she hopped out of the car and hiked down to one of her favorite spots. A secluded little glade on the very edge of the water that was inaccessible to the general public eye. She had loved to come here with Matt before he went crazy, and even had sex with him a few times here. It was a more poetic spot to replant the flower than just throwing it away or planting it in some random garden. Finally finding herself on level ground, properly tucked away from the world, she knelt down and dug a small hole in the soft earth with one hand. Then gently took the flower out of its vase and planted it, scooping soil around it gently. "There you go," she cooed, stroking its soft petals as she gazed at it. Such a lovely thing, yet such a painful reminder of Matt. She pulled away with a gasp as something pricked her finger, which had traveled down to pet the stem. Strange, she hadn't seen any thorns on it, not now or since Matt had given it to her. She stared at her finger, where a small bead of blood began to well up on the tip before trickling down slowly. She huffed softly as her head started to spin. She never usually fainted at the sight of blood, but her vision was starting to blur and there were white spots flashing behind her eyes. She moaned softly, falling backwards into the dirt, and the last thing she saw before she completely blacked out was a weird, sage-green pus oozing from her wound. A delightfully warm sensation between her legs stirred her, and Jesse shivered as a rush of cold air brushed over her bare skin. "What's going on?" She opened her eyes, blinking her way through the grogginess of unexpected sleep, and gasped. She was completely naked, suspended in the air in the same secluded glade. Her eyes shot downwards, taking in her own nakedness, and the thick green tentacle thing gently rubbing her bare pussy. More green tentacles had her bound at the wrists and ankles, keeping her legs spread open, and one particularly large one was wrapped around her waist, supporting most of her weight. Jessie tried to call for help, but another one reached up to wrap around the back of her neck, covering her mouth and gently nudging her until her gaze met the source of her bondage. The flower. The small, delicate plant had grown until it was gigantic, each petal easily measuring at 4 feet long, the yellow pistils now erect and bobbing excitedly. Countless green vines sprouted from the ground around it, including the six that were currently wrapped around Jessie's body and the one between her thighs. Her heart was racing, her naked chest heaving with every panicked, rapid breath. She felt like she was going to have a panic attack. The flower, sentient, apparently, seemed to sense the fear rising inside her, and released the vine around her mouth, allowing her to breathe a little more clearly. Meanwhile, the vine stroking her pussy picked up its pace a little, adding just enough pressure to send a wave of pleasure through her body, soothing some of her anxiety. She bit her lower lip and moaned softly. The immense pleasure of this moment was quickly shushing the fear, and she found herself enjoying it, no matter how completely impossible this seemed. Was she dreaming? She didn't care. She hadn't had sex since she'd broken up with Matt, and this was intensely different from her vibrators and dildos. It was. Better. Much better. Fuck, this felt good. She remembered the strange green stuff that had oozed from the prick in her finger, and a small part of her wondered if that had something to do with her mounting arousal and diminishing terror. The part of her that cared faded away as soon as the single vine on her pussy left her alone, quickly replaced by two smaller vines that spread her lips open for a third, which circled her clit before flicking at it like the world's most skilled tongue. She moaned loudly, her body unconsciously arching into the sensation. The flower responded with a soft flutter of its petals, using more vines to reach up and toy with her large, perky breasts, massaging one while flicking at the nipple of the other. Jessie watched through dazed eyes, amazed when she saw the tip of one of the vines invert itself. In the next second, it was suckling on her nipple, and she gasped in pleasure. God, this felt amazing. Two vines wrapped around her knees and pulled them up and away from each other, opening her up to its manipulations. She purred softly as she felt a larger vine teasing her hole, rubbing up and down in short little sparks that had every nerve down there tingling with anticipation. She could already tell, it was much bigger than her ex, not too hard to accomplish, but very welcome. She moaned through gritted teeth as it pushed gently into her, assisted by the wetness already pooling there. Inch by inch, deeper and deeper, and her mind was reeling with blackout pleasure. It was ridged with lots of little bumps that only added to the stretch of her inner walls. With every fucking millimeter, she could feel her orgasm building already. Matt had never even made her come, especially not this fast. Was she really about to come on a flower? The damn thing bottomed out, bumping against a spot just under her cervix that had her seeing stars, and suddenly the tightness in her lower belly released, like a knot suddenly being pulled apart. She bit her lip again to stifle the obscene noises that bubbled up, fighting not to scream through the wonderful fire of pleasure. And the vine inside her hadn't even started thrusting yet. She shifted as she started to come down from her high, the vine suddenly feeling very present inside her. The two smaller ones were still keeping her pussy spread open, and she shivered as another soft brush of cool air dusted her throbbing clit, which had been left untouched as the large vine had entered her. Now it inverted itself just like the one on her nipple, and she threw her head back in pleasure as it started sucking on her clit in perfect rhythm with the one inside her. Her whole body was tingling all over, and she knew she'd feel the stretch of the vine inside her for days. In and out it moved, slowly, fucking her in a torturously slow rhythm that had her squirming in the air. The vines around her wrists tightened to correct her, and her heart skipped a beat. She had asked Matt and other exes before to tie her up, but none of them had ever wanted to. This was her perfect fucking fantasy. She squeezed her pelvic muscles around the vine, using her wet pussy to beg for more. Before she could stop herself, the words even spilled out of her mouth, "Please. Faster." The flower ruffled its petals again, like a beautiful bird fluffing out its wings, and she was sure now that it understood her. She closed her eyes and tried to spread her legs wider as the phallic vine picked up its pace, and Jessie felt her juices dripping down her pert little ass. She was moaning softly, unable to stop the noises as they came. Jesus, this felt good. With each thrust in, the vine hit her G-spot right before it nudged against her cervix, and every time it pulled out, she longed for another hit. The other, smaller vine suckled her clit in perfect time with each thrust, and her legs jerked once in a while as she fell deeper and deeper into ecstasy. She could feel another orgasm building already. The flower sensed her getting closer and closer, and sped up a little more. Harder, too, and faster, until it was properly fucking her, like some sort of first-class porn star on an entire bottle of Viagra. She was fighting not to scream now, noticing this. The flower wrapped a vine around her mouth again, and suddenly she was free to scream as much as she wanted, muffled by the soft vines. This time, there was no warning for the orgasm. It hit her like a flash of blinding light, and she arched her back in pleasure as it fucked her through her climax. Shit, her legs were trembling like leaves in a goddamn hurricane. She was barely given time to recover before she felt a smaller vine nudging her asshole. And tensed up a little, causing her to moan as her pussy tightened on the vine that was still relentlessly fucking her pussy. She had only done anal play a few times, only one of those times being with another person, an ex before Matt came along. Could she handle it? Once again, the flower sensed her nervousness, and she moaned again as she suddenly felt a smooth, sticky substance spilling out from the tip of the vine, coating her whole. She felt herself relax as the substance tingled on her skin, muscles loosening until the vine pushed itself just an inch into her, spitting more of the lubricating ooze into her ass. She felt like she was sparkling, all the way down to the tips of her fingers and toes. Whatever that substance was, it was only making her hornier, if that was even possible at this point. In contrast with the fast, rough pounding of the larger vine, the smaller one took its time, sliding into her until she was sure she could feel it in her stomach, then sliding out again, and back in. Out, in, out. Her head still leaned back and her mouth still covered, she glanced at the flower. It was practically glowing in the moonlight. She wasn't sure if it could really see her, but she gave it a pleading look as she reached out with her tongue to lick at the vine over her mouth. The smooth thing pulled away for a moment, as if flinching from surprise, before obliging. It unwrapped itself from her face long enough to give her a moment to breathe, then pushed unceremoniously into her mouth, filling her almost to the back of her throat. All of her holes were filled now. And she was loving it. She wasn't given a chance to properly use her tongue on the vine in her mouth, rather, it seemed to be using her throat for its own pleasure. She felt the same substance trickling into her throat, and it somehow seemed to cancel her gag reflex, allowing it to fuck her throat as it pleased. The last dying part of Jessie's sanity hoped nobody could see them. She had no idea what time it was, but the moon was high and full, and the wind was cold, and the lake was empty from what she could see. And even if it was occupied, the glade was tucked away so that someone would have to hike to find her, and she was pretty certain that only she and Matt knew where this was. She was safe here. This was where she belonged, was it not? Tangled in the luscious green tentacles of this strange, dreamlike monster? The flower suddenly flipped her over, and her massive tits suddenly hung down below her, with both the vines sucking on them now instead of just teasing like before. She shivered as the flower now fucked her from behind, spit-roasting her all on its own. Yes, this was where she belonged. She deserved this, she loved this, she needed this. Maybe the substance in her mouth and ass had seeped into her brain and infected her thinking, because all she could think about anymore was how fucking amazing this felt. She could lay here and get fucked by this gorgeous thing for the rest of her life. She could feel herself getting close again, how many was that, now? Anne screamed around the vine in her mouth as the one in her ass started fucking her faster, keeping perfect rhythm with the one fucking her pussy, They were all moving faster now, harder, and she felt spasms run through her body as she came a second time, not 2 seconds after the last one. Her head was reeling with absolute euphoria, allowing herself to be stretched while her mouth was filled. The vines suddenly started to throb, gently at first. It was subtle, but as the pulsing grew more and more intense, Jessie felt a small glimmer of excitement as she realized what was happening, and she welcomed it warmly. One more moment passed, and the world seemed to freeze around her for a moment as the vines pushed as deep as they could go inside of each hole. Then they exploded, and Jessie screamed through the mouthful of fluid as it shot straight down her throat, her other holes filled to the fucking brim. She could feel it splattering her inner walls, deliciously warm and tingly, and she was sure she would pass out from the pure ecstasy flooding through her body. The fluid filling her pussy and ass was enough to distend her lower belly, and the fluid in her mouth tasted sweeter than the nectar of the gods. It was enough to give her another, more powerful orgasm, and she felt herself starting to hyperventilate around the massive cock-like vines and the intense pleasure they offered. They filled her until she was sure she would burst. Then, one by one, they pulled out of her as gently as they had pushed in. Jessie felt dazed and fuzzy, and for a moment she didn't register the vines setting her down gently. The cold, wet soil was what jarred her back to reality, and she blinked to clear her head, gazing lovingly at the flower and its beautiful purple petals. Still full of what she could only assume was the plant's thick, sweet cum. She sat up, moaning as she felt a surge of juices spill from her ass and pussy. The flower was tilted downwards, as if it was looking at her, and she smiled as it stretched a vibe towards her. She reached up and stroked it gently, petting it like the top of a dog's head. "Jesus," she whispered, "what a fucking gift you were." Several moments passed as she just admired and touched the plant, and it touched her all the same, both of them gently exploring each other under the light of the full moon. Eventually she found her clothes, tossed aside by the vines while she'd been knocked out, she assumed. She tugged them on, and felt a soft tug on her heartstrings as she petted the soft flower one last time before turning around to hike back to her car on wobbly legs. The drive home was a surreal blur, and when Jessie arrived home, she had passed out in bed almost immediately. Her dreams were full of flashes of purple and glimpses of the lake, and she was sure she could still taste the sweeter-than-honey flavor of last night. But when she woke up the next morning, she wasn't quite sure everything was real. It must have been a dream, right? A way to cope with her anger at her ex-boyfriend? She sat up in bed and glanced at the mirror. Her hair was a mess. It had to have been a dream, she thought to herself as she stood and removed the clothes from last night, intending to change into comfy day clothes. It was too fucking crazy to be real. Shit like that doesn't happen. But the memories were sharp and vivid, and as she studied her naked body in the mirror, she noticed a few marks on her wrists and ankles, as if something like rope had been wrapped around them. She rubbed one of her wrists gently, feeling the strange marks left behind, and her eyes drifted to the spot in her bedroom where the purple flower had originally rested. There was still soil and shards of clay scattered over the floor, and Jessie bit her lip as her clit started to throb. Her body was telling her that last night was more than a dream. She tried to push it aside and go about her day. She had woken up at almost noon, and felt like the day was going by much too quickly. But as she stumbled through her apartment, doing chores and playing video games and browsing on her phone, she found herself thinking back to those strange memories all too often, and it left her unbearably horny. By sundown, she had already masturbated 3 times, and it still wasn't enough. Fuck it. She had to figure out if she was crazy or not. The chunk of the lock on the front door, the click of her seatbelt, and the drive to the lake were occupied only by the racing of her own mind. Was she fucking crazy? Or did everything she dreamed of last night really happen? Was it even a dream? And why was she letting herself be so turned on by it? Pulling into the lake as it was emptying and making her way down to the secluded glade was strangely familiar. The moonlight was dappled over the ground in a gorgeous flurry of silver, and for a second, She was fully convinced she was crazy. She glanced around feverishly, her heart racing with anticipation. Yep, I'm crazy. A 45-minute drive for nothing. But just as she turned away, something rustled the soft mulch in the glade, and as she glanced back over her shoulder, a streak of purple caught her eye. She spun back around to stare, and her breath caught in her throat as the massive purple and white flower reared up at her. Its petals turning to face her and several green vines stretching like open arms to welcome her. She knew she should be scared. This shit was impossible. But with the memories of last night buzzing in her head, memories, she knew now, not a dream, she couldn't help but be excited. "Hey, hey, you," she purred, suddenly trembling as she stepped closer to it. The flower shuddered, and she smiled as she stepped closer to it, reaching out to pet the vines like she knew she had last night. "I guess I'm glad you're real." The flower's petals were turned to face her again, looking at her, and she giggled as the vines wrapped around her body to embrace her. One of them slipped between her legs, sliding gently into the leg of her loose-fitting shorts to stroke her pussy through her panties, and she moaned. This already felt better than the three times she'd pleasured herself today, and she knew from experience that no toys or men could compare. "Fuck it," she said out loud, pulling away to start stripping. "I want you again." The flower responded with another flutter of its beautiful purple petals, and Jessie giggled as the vines swirled around her. This was going to be a long, long night. Stay in the mood. Reading. Sex. Oh, and hey. Be sure to email to readingsex@icloud.com to read any story you'd like. It'll be a pleasure. Reading. Sex.